Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. This is Justin Colvin, your host, entrepreneur, and insurance broker, Medicare consultant. We are here today to bring out some more value to the listeners and help you make informed decisions and choices with regards to Medicare. So why is Medicare so complicated? It's crazy, right? So we come here every week to try to bring you just more material and information to guide you, to be kind of your roadmap to this Medicare maze and mess that it is. So if you're tuning in with us today, again, it's Justin Colvin, the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We've been almost at this a year, which is fantastic. And this is our 41st episode. So we're pretty excited about that. And looking to expand this and just do more and more topics every week, more information. So if you have questions or you have a topic that you'd like me to cover, definitely give me a call. You can reach me at 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. Our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. You can go to the Contact Us page and send us a line if you have a question. So let's just jump right into today's broadcast. We're going to cover the top five Medicare questions. I thought this was a good topic because I get a lot of questions, obviously, every day. So to me, it's maybe somewhat repetitive. But for someone on the asking end, it's not, right? Because they're new to Medicare, or maybe they just have, you know, confusion or questions about how this whole process works. So for them, I'll be the first time hearing this, but I've probably repeated it, ad nauseum, hundreds and hundreds of times with clients over the last, 7 years I've been doing this. And just so you know, I'm independent. So a lot of folks you might talk to in the industry that do this, and my main goal every day is helping seniors, right? I'm an independent insurance broker, Medicare consultant. That's what I do day in, day out, is helping seniors with their Medicare coverage and choosing the right plan that meets their needs. And we do that, again, independently, meaning we're not captive to any one particular insurance carrier. We represent all of them. So all the names you can think of, Florida Blue, Aetna, Cigna, Humana, United Healthcare, WellCare, Mutual of Omaha, and a lot of other smaller names that maybe you're not as familiar with, but all those names and more we represent. So whatever you, maybe if you're leaning towards one company or another, we can handle it for you. We do both Medicare Advantage plans, which are the HMO PPOs, the managed care type plans. We also do Medicare supplements, also known as Medigap, and prescription drug plans, and dental, and vision, and hearing. Sometimes some life insurance comes up. So all those things we can help. And we have partners that we work with as well. Last week I had a financial planner on in the office, in the studio. And so I don't really do that. It's not my forte. And I feel like that's a whole other specialty. So I can refer that stuff out if you need help with financial planning or just, retirement planning and making sure money is safe or at least getting a good return. We kind of unpacked all that last week. I've got referral source for that to help out. So anyway, top five Medicare questions. Let's get into that. So the number one question I probably get is, what does Medicare cost? How much does it cost, right? A lot of people just think it's free, or they might say, well, no, it's not totally free. So we'll just go over that here. Part A of Medicare. So when you think of Medicare, we're talking about original Medicare, which is the red, white, and blue Medicare health insurance card. Not Medicare Advantage, not Medicare Supplement, okay? Just straight Medicare, which was created by Lyndon B. Johnson back in the mid-60s. Actually, 1966 is when the Medicare program was first rolled out. And at that point, it was mostly all free. I mean, you earned the rights to Medicare through your working years. We've all paid into it. Even if you're 25 and you're working, you check your check stub, you'll see on a FICA tax, right? Part of FICA is Social Security and Medicare. So we're all paying into it, right? We earn the rights to these benefits at a later date. And so with Medicare, Part A is an apple, is the free part. And so if you've worked at least 10 years in the United States, okay, which is they call 40 quarters of work history, which everybody pretty much has done by the time they're 65, right, then you get this Part A benefit at no cost, which covers your hospital insurance. So like hospital admission, hospice care, God forbid, home health care, things of that sort. Part B is the portion that does carry a monthly premium. Presently in 2022, as of this recording, okay, Part B is presently $170.10 a month. Now, it was a little less last year. It was $148.50. Every year, this amount gets adjusted, okay? So don't shoot the messenger. This was one of the biggest years of increase for the Part B premium. So a lot of seniors are upset about that. But again, it's decided by CMS. CMS is the Centers for Medicare Services in Washington, right? So it says agency is part of the Health and Human Services Department, and they kind of oversee and regulate Medicare. And they decide on some of these costs. So that's the organization that decides that every year. But that's what it costs a day. Now, it could cost you more. I'm going to have an accountant on in the next few weeks, a local accountant here in Tallahassee. He's going to talk about what we call the IRMA. And now I'm not talking about storms like Hurricane Irma. We're talking about IRMA as in Medicare, which stands for the Income-Related Modification Adjustment Amount. So it's an acronym that just means, hey, if you've been successful in life and you're retiring and you have what the IRS deems as high income, we're going to charge you more. So I have clients that, you know, have done well. And so it's like, congrats, you're successful. Now pay us more money. You don't get to pay the 170-10. Now, fortunately, not everybody, it's a small subset of people that are impacted by this, but it sucks. There's no way to, you know, say it's a good thing. It's not fair, you know, so they have to pay that higher premium. But it's a sliding scale. You can go to Medicare.gov, and they do this on Part B as in boy and Part D as in drugs, but it's called IRMA, Income-Related Modification Adjustment Amount. And if they, you know, it's based on your MAGI, which is your modified adjusted gross income, and if you exceed a certain level, then they can charge you more. And some people pay considerably more. It can go up to as much as like $500 a month for Part B if you're at the very high tier levels. And it's based on if you're single and, you know, filing married jointly. It depends on your income and also how you file. But you can reference that. And it's on my website. Again, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. I have a couple articles about that. So that's Part B. That's the main thing I just wanted to cover was A and B. That's Medicare, right, at large. We're not going to get into all the supplement premiums and Advantage plans. Of course, they can have an extra cost, some of those plans. We're just talking about regular Medicare, and that's essentially what it is. Now, number two question I get is how do I enroll into Medicare, or when do I enroll? Now, that can be a complicated subject. So we'll take a few minutes to unpack this, but when do you enroll? Well, most people think, oh, I'll get Medicare when I'm 62 or 65 or something like that. They're not maybe foggy on it. So you actually can get Medicare at age 65. That's traditionally when most people receive their Medicare benefits, or we call aging into the program, right? Now, you can get it earlier due to several situations. If you're on disability, Social Security disability, which is pretty, you know, it's you're disabled. You can't perform work. And if you're on disability for 24 continuous months, then you automatically get the rights to Medicare at any age. So you could be in your 20s, 30s, and that might sound kind of weird. Some people are like, you're 30 years old. How are you on Medicare? Well, they're probably disabled. So if you have 24 months continuous disability, you just get the rights to Medicare. Or the other condition would be Lou Gehrig's disease, which is ALS, okay? Or you have end-stage renal disease, which is essentially kidney failure, right? You need dialysis. So those are the conditions. So that's not very common. Most people that we talk to, you obviously are getting it at age 65. That's traditionally. Now, you don't have to take it then. You can, and many people do. So why would one delay it? Well, a lot of people are working, okay, and they're working longer. And so as long as they have health insurance from an employer, they may decide, you know, I like what I'm doing. I'm not really ready to hang it up yet, and I'm going to retire at 66 or 67. I have some folks that had a guy just a few weeks ago retired at 71. And so he's finally getting his Medicare. He had his Part A. He delayed the B, right? So a lot of people will get the A automatically when they turn 65, and then they delay the B. Now, the A is free, so it's worth taking that when you're eligible to get it. But the B portion, many folks do wait and delay that because they have credible insurance, right, from their employer. Now, what is credible insurance? We'll just unpack that briefly because this is an important component, because Medicare does have a penalty. They love their penalties, I guess. But this penalty is on the Part B as in boy if you don't timely enroll. Now, you don't have to do the enrollment, like I said, to Part B. You can certainly delay it and take it at a later date when you're retiring. But the critical question is, do you have what they call credible coverage? One would think any health insurance is credible. Well, you might think that, but in the eyes of Medicare, it's not. It has to meet their conditions. So what is credible? Let's talk about that briefly. If you have employer group health coverage with more than 20 employees, then yes. That's just what they've deemed credible. If you work for a small business and they only have 7 or 8 employees, that health insurance, in the eyes of Medicare, they don't deem it credible. And so we do recommend, if you work for a small business or any employer for that matter that has less than 20 employees, that group coverage you have is not credible, and you would want to take your Medicare at age 65, right? Because you're going to have a penalty if you delayed it. You think, well, I had health insurance. I've been working all this time, and I'm 68. Well, Medicare says that coverage is not credible because you didn't have at least 20 employees. And I think it's because the group plan differs. There's certain components that small groups don't, the group health plan, they don't deem it as good as Medicare. I know it's, I'm just the messenger now, don't shoot me. But this is just how they've outlined things. Things that are not considered credible, okay, would be like the VA health coverage. A lot of vets have that. Not credible, okay? We'll talk about more of this on the other side, what's considered credible and not credible. And I'm going to hit those other three questions that we talked about. Again, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Justin Colvin, your host. For all my rockers out there in Medicare land, we thought we'd play this song for you. So, now we know Medicare can be a little bit of a dry topic, so we're trying to jazz up some of our intro and outro music. So we appreciate all the listeners out there. Thanks for tuning in to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show every week, bringing more value to the listeners out there in the Medicare world. And so today's topic was, again, the top five Medicare questions, right? So in the first segment, we talked about how much does Medicare cost? We went over Part A and Part B, you know, just the main components of Medicare, not getting too far out in the weeds, and how that works. And we also talked about second question, how and when do I enroll in a Medicare, which is a big one. There's a lot of variables, right? So it doesn't mean you take it right at 65, okay? And obviously, we're talking about people that traditionally age into it. There's the other reasons we discussed, which is, you know, if you're on disability, right, 24 continuous months, you get Medicare as soon as you complete that 24-month of disability, right, automatically, regardless of your age. Or if you have those extreme health conditions like kidney failure, known as ESRD, which is end-stage renal disease, or Lou Gehrig's disease, also pretty rare. We're talking mostly about folks just aging into it traditionally at 65. So you can take it then or delay it. Then we got into what was considered credible versus not credible, because that's key, because you don't want to delay it and think you have credible coverage, and then it says 68, 69. You're like, okay, now I'm ready for my Medicare. And then, boom, penalty, right? You don't want that happening. So we're going to try to avoid that and make sure that what we are insured with presently is credible. And we talked about that, which is employer coverage, okay, that has the employer has to have more than 20 employees. Weird, I know, but that's just the way it's structured. That's the way Medicare is written, where it's, you know, what they deem as credible. Now, what's not credible? Well, obviously, if you have coverage for an employer with less than 20 employees, they deem that as not credible, which means you would have a penalty later on if you delay Medicare. So it's very highly recommended, if you do work for a small business, less than 20 employees, take your Medicare at age 65, okay, to avoid that penalty. What's also not considered credible? Quite a few things, you'd be surprised. But the VA, which one would think, yeah, that's health insurance, and it is. But in the eyes of Medicare, they don't consider it credible for Part B as in boy. So vets are also encouraged to take their Medicare B, because if they just had the VA, they're going to consider that not credible, and you'll have a penalty down the road. Individual health insurance doesn't consider it credible, okay? MediShare, or these Christian sharing programs, these ministries, not considered credible. It's really just the traditional group plans, or if you have, you know, state or federal benefits. Obviously, those are big entities, right? Government entities obviously have more than 20 employees. That's considered credible. Also, let me cover one that's not credible again. COBRA. That gets a lot of people because they're like, well, it's health insurance and it's from an employer. I could work for Pfizer or Microsoft or Boeing, some huge company, right? And I'm on their COBRA benefits. You know, and COBRA was, you know, created about 20, 30 years ago. It's basically when you have health insurance through work, and then you separate employment. You're no longer employed, and you can continue that coverage on your own individually. Obviously, it's going to be a lot more expensive now because you're not getting any kind of subsidy. You know, when you work for a company, typically they're paying a percentage of the group health premiums, half, sometimes 75% or more. Well, now, obviously, you can continue that, but you pay all of it, so your costs will be higher. But they don't consider that credible, which I know is kind of nuts, but they don't. And so people have sometimes used COBRA thinking that's credible. It's not. And then they get the penalty. So these are things, and this is all in the Medicare New Handbook. It's in a lot of the company literature, but the average person doesn't read the Medicare New Handbook. I mean, I don't blame them. It's a massive legalese document, 150 plus pages. And who has time to read all that stuff? You know, everybody's busy. We all have busy lives. So that's why we do the show, is to, you know, give you some of the basic tips and things you need to know. All right. So let's move out of that. Let's get into question number three, which is, what is the difference between Medicare Advantage and Medigap? Okay. This is a big one. Okay. Because when you get into Medicare, we talked about in the first segment, Original Medicare, which is the red, white, and blue card, which is the A and B. Now, once you get that, fundamentally, there's only two choices you have. Okay. First one is you can go with Medicare Supplement Plan, also known as a Medigap, also known as the lettered, alphabet lettered plans, like Plan F is in Frank, G is in George, N is in Nancy. And I've done numerous shows on the supplement plans, Medigap, how they work, how they're structured. I'm not going to get too far into the weeds on that, but that's just one arrangement. Okay. And the supplement plan, the nice thing about these is they're all standardized. So if you have Plan G, it doesn't matter what company you have Plan G with. Okay. Aetna, Cigna, Humana, United Healthcare, Florida Blue. Guess what? It's all the same. Same coverage. Now, the rates are different, of course. That's what does vary. And that's how I help as a broker with shopping those plans to get you the most competitive rate. So if you're just tuning in with us, again, it's Justin Colvin here at the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. If you have questions or you want me to do a complimentary review, you know, we don't charge for our services. We help lots of clients all over the country. I've got over 1,100 clients in 40-plus states throughout the U.S. My number, you can reach me at 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. If you happen to be listening to this and you're not in the local Florida market, my toll-free number you can reach me at is 800-414-2044. And, of course, our website, you can set up a consultation there if you'd like, or a review is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Okay, so we'll get back to that question three, Medicare Advantage versus Medicare Supplement. So what's the pros of a Medicare Supplement, just briefly, right? Well, a supplement is truly what it says it is. It's a supplement, right? So it's paying after your Medicare pays. So Medicare is your primary. They pay first, and then the supplement's like the tail of the dog. They have no bearing in the claims outcome. They don't approve or deny, you know, claims. They don't have anything to do with providers, because remember, it's just a supplement. They do what they're told and they're standardized. That's why they have the letter behind it, because it tells you exactly what you're getting in terms of benefits. So if I have a Plan G, I know how it's going to perform. I don't have to call the doctor and say, hey, do you take Aetna Plan G? What about United Healthcare ART Plan G? And sometimes people get misinformed, but the bottom line is this thing works anywhere Original Medicare is accepted. Again, it's just following that little, it's following that Medicare card. So whatever Medicare does, if they approve the claim, the supplement has to pay. If the doctor or hospital takes Medicare, guess what? They take whatever supplement plan you have. Even if they say, and I've had people been told this, oh, we don't take Aetna or we don't take Humana. That's wrong. That might be they don't take a specific Aetna plan or a specific Humana plan, like a managed care plan, which we're getting ready to jump into next, which is Medicare Advantage. Totally different animal, totally different ball of wax. Supplements, again, are just that, paying behind the Medicare. But it is the best coverage. It does cost more. It has pros and cons. Pro being it pays all those costs. It pays the 20%. But of course, you have to pay for that, right? It has a monthly premium, and it gets more expensive as you get older, generally. And then you have to pay extra for a drug plan, extra for dental. But it is the, you know, more robust coverage because it is indeed a supplement. All right. So you have to decide if that's a better, you know, arrangement for yourself, or if Medicare Advantage is a better fit. Medicare Advantage is not a supplement. Okay, let me repeat that again. Medicare Advantage is not a supplement. Some people will loosely call it, oh, yeah, my supplemental insurance, but they don't actually have that. They have an HMO or PPO. So most Advantage plans are structured into two different formats, HMO, PPO. And what they're doing is they're delivering you your Medicare benefits through a private health plan. So it's like called a Medicare plan, and that's exactly what it is. Now, there's a lot of perks. Most of the plans, particularly in Florida, don't have a premium. So that's one of the biggest draws is zero premiums or very minimal premium, and you're getting everything included. You're getting drug coverage, dental, vision, hearing, free fitness membership, telemedicine, you know, over-the-counter benefits for vitamins and supplements, you know, ad nauseum, all these extra things, right? But they're not a supplement, right? What they're doing is restructuring your Medicare benefits. So now you get your care from this HMO or PPO plan. So now doctor choices make a big difference because they have to accept that particular plan, right? You have in-network and you have out-of-network benefits. So it's definitely, you know, a little more restrictive, right? Because Original Medicare has a much broader network. And as long as they take Medicare, they take the supplement. With a Medicare Advantage plan, it doesn't work like that. They have to take that specific plan. Or if it's a PPO, even if they don't take it, or maybe they're not preferred providers, you can still go see them, but it probably will cost you more, right? Because out-of-network benefits typically have a higher cost sharing. So that's Advantage plans, okay? So the easiest way to kind of categorize this, if you're getting all these mailers, which a lot of my clients do, they get just blown up with solicitations, phone, email, web, all the time, right? If it says HMO or PPO, that is a Medicare Advantage plan. That's how you know, right? If it's a lettered plan, like Plan F or Plan G or Plan N, that's a Medicare supplement. And they're never free, right? Those plans, you have to pay something. Generally speaking, most supplements run somewhere between $100 to maybe $200 a month around the country, depending on the plan type and the carrier. So that kind of gives you some ways to unpack that and have a little bit more information. Let me have these last two questions here as we get to the end of the second segment. Number four is, how do I get prescription drug coverage? Well, you can buy it in a standalone Part D, and that's what, you know, Part D was expanded in the Bush administration years ago, and that created the outpatient drug plan, which is called Part D. And of course, you don't really get it from the federal government. They created the structure for it. You get your drug plan from a private insurance company like Aetna or WellCare or Humana. They offer these plans. They're very minimal in cost, typically $6 to $50 a month, somewhere in that range. Most people spend around $10 or $15 for a drug plan. Or you can get it in combination with your Medicare Advantage plan, right, which usually has the prescription drug coverage included. So it'll depend on what drugs you take and what pharmacy you go to. Then lastly is number five, does Medicare cover dental, vision, and hearing? Unfortunately, it does not. Original Medicare does not, but you can get a standalone plan to help cover those expenses. And they're pretty modest. Most dental plans run $20 to $40, $45 a month, somewhere in that neighborhood. Or you can get a Medicare Advantage plan. It's going to bundle all in there at zero premium. So we'll go into that in more detail in a future show. But thanks again, listeners, for tuning in. It's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. Give us a call if you have questions. 850-632-0033. We will see you next week.